If you have any students who participate in the exams of the Royal Conservatory of Music, the one in Toronto, Canada, that is, or if you use any of their graded repertoire books, known as the Celebration Series, you know already that there is a wealth of quality and interesting contemporary repertoire for students at all grade levels. There's such a variety that I find, as we approach examination time, the most difficult choice my students have to make is which of the contemporary pieces they're going to choose. Today, I'm looking at the intermediate levels, specifically levels 4, 5, and 6, and I've chosen a piece from each. Welcome to the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. My name is Luke Bartolomeo. I'm a pianist, a teacher, and developer of the app Flashnote Derby, among others. Each Monday, I play for you some selections from the contemporary repertoire of music for piano students. Sometimes the pieces are well known, other times not as well known. And I might guess that unless you're familiar specifically with this celebration series, these pieces might not be known to you. First up is a short little piece. I really want to say ditty, so I will. It's a short little ditty called Happy Grasshopper. The composer is Peter Rudzik. He's a Polish-born pianist and teacher, now living in Canada. Happy Grasshopper is a whimsical-sounding piece, but it does require close attention to the score. The right hand is playing harmonic two-note intervals throughout. There's major seconds, minor thirds, major thirds, diminished fourths, perfect fourths, tritones, perfect fifths, and minor sixths, all in rapid succession. The patterns seem almost random, but the result is each of the two voices forming its own independent melody. Short and sweet, but really a good piece for students who need some work becoming diligent note readers. It's also a good piece for ensuring that our students understand the rules about accidentals. There are many in this piece. There's even a cross relation where you have a C sharp in the treble clef followed directly by a C natural in the left hand, and there's no natural sign. So it's a good piece for making sure we really understand how accidentals work in music notation. Next, we'll turn to a selection from level 5. This piece is by Inkeru Okoye. I have to say, I'm embarrassed I didn't know much about this Nigerian-American composer before learning about her through the piece I'm about to play. She is a composer of significant renown, with chamber, choral, symphonic works, even an opera to her credit. It's impossible to fit her into any specific genre. She has so many influences and a truly unique compositional voice. The piece I've chosen to play is taken from a collection of four pieces called African Sketches. This one is called Dusk, and it is slow. Students find it almost painfully slow, but that is the composer's intention. There's no range of tempo suggestions given. There's a specific number. You'll hear some planing intervals of fourths and fifths that might make you think a little of Debussy, but this is not French Impressionism. This is its own thing. I'll see you back in about 3 minutes. Thank you. I swear, if I played that piece daily, it would probably do wonders for my blood pressure and stress levels. Again, that was Dusk by Ikeru Okoye. For our final piece, I could have chosen one of the lyrical or jazzy favorites from level 6 of the Royal Conservatory syllabus, but I'm going with a piece called Running for the Bus. This is a programmatic piece of music with a specific story that many of our students could probably relate to, being late to the bus stop. There is a great moment in this piece where there's this frantic tremolo between both hands that gets slower and slower, and it finally just gives up. Like you've decided, there's no way I'm going to make it. I'm throwing in the towel. And there's actually a fermata, which indicates about 11 seconds of silence. Now, that's a long time. I didn't quite make it that long. But anyway, after this pause, the music picks right up again, like you've changed your mind and you absolutely have to make it to the bus stop on time. Running for the bus. It's a very good technical exercise, and it's also good practice for dealing with changing groups of eighth notes in 6/8 time. There are sections where they are slurred as two groups of three, which of course is more common, but also places where you have them slurred as three groups of two eighth notes. Personally, I'm a big fan of the curriculum provided by the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. I found that it helps give my students motivation, but equally as important, it ensures that I'm covering all the bases with regards to genres and styles of piano music, and with theory and ear training and technical development. You can find the three pieces I played from books 4, 5, and 6 of the Celebration series, published by the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. But I'll also include links to the collections that each specific piece is taken from. You'll be able to find these links in the episode description or visit pianopedagogyplaylist.com and search for episode 5. And just like that, it's time to close the lid on this episode of the Piano Pedagogy Playlist. Maybe you heard something today that's a little outside of what you would normally assign your students. It's good to try new things. And there'll be even more new things to try next Monday when we'll meet up again for some more piano repertoire by living composers. Keep nurturing the music and have a great week.